Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Sai Ramuchtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-nation visit to Japan and China this evening. During his two-day visit to Japan from tomorrow, the Prime Minister will participate in the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit in Tokyo. This will be Prime Minister Modi's eighth visit to Japan and the first summit with his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the two leaders will review the special strategic and global partnership between India and Japan. We have a report.
India and Japan have a long history of friendship rooted in spiritual affinity and strong cultural and civilizational ties. Both countries have seen significant progress in special strategic and global partnership in the last 12 years. Trade between the two countries is currently more than $22 billion and it is expected to grow further with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit. During the visit, the two Prime Ministers will review the special strategic and global partnership between India and Japan, including defense and security, trade and economy, technology and innovation, and people-to-people exchanges, as well as discuss issues of regional and global importance. The visit will consolidate our long-standing friendship between the two countries and give a new roadmap to the India-Japan relationship. It will also open avenues of cooperation and reaffirm India and Japan's shared commitment to peace, prosperity and stability in the Indo-Pacific and beyond. Om Avasti, Akashvani News, Tokyo.
In the second leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will travel to China from the 31st of August to 1st of September to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin. On the sidelines of the summit, the Prime Minister is expected to hold bilateral meetings with several leaders attending the summit. In Jammu and Kashmir, the strategic Jammu-Srinagar National Highway NH44 remained closed for traffic for the third consecutive day today due to multiple landslides triggered by heavy rains in the Udhampur-Ramban belt. Due to the closure of the national highway, over 600 vehicles are stranded at various places. Meanwhile, Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Yatra atop Trikuta Hills in Riyasi district remained suspended for the third consecutive day today following the devastating landslide at Ardhkuwari on the Yatra route that claimed several lives and left many others injured. In Himachal Pradesh, relief and rescue operations have gained momentum in areas which are most affected by rainfall and landslides. Stranded pilgrims of the Mani Mahesh Yatra in Chamba district have been moved to safer locations. The Met Department has predicted that monsoon rains are likely to continue in the state until the 2nd of next month. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued red alert for heavy rainfall over Telangana and coastal Karnataka today. The IMD has said that similar conditions are going to prevail over Uttarakhand, Karnataka and Maharashtra. The Met Department said rainfall has been reduced in Jammu and Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh, which can bring relief in the flood-hit states. In Pakistan, at least 17 people have died in the past 24 hours as floods submerged hundreds of villages across the Punjab province. Catastrophic flooding in the Satluj, Ravi and Chenab rivers has triggered mass evacuations, damaged infrastructure and inundated millions of acres of agricultural land in the province of over 130 million people. According to Punjab Emergency Services Rescue, as many as 17 people have died in the floods in the past 24 hours, 7 in Sialkot, 4 in Gujarat, 3 in Narwal, 2 in Hafizabad and 1 in Gujranwala. India and Bangladesh have agreed to intensify joint efforts to combat trans-border crimes by enhancing vigilance, increasing coordinated patrols and sharing real-time intelligence. The commitment was made in a joint statement issued after a four-day Director General-level border conference held at Border Guard Bangladesh Pilkhana headquarters in Dhaka. An Abu Dhabi national oil company, ADNOC, has signed a 15-year sales and purchase agreement with Indian Oil Corporation to supply 1 million tons per annum of liquefied natural gas from its lower carbon Ruwais LNG project. And that is the end of this news bulletin.